Alphabet is ruling the market today. The share's up 9% right now after the company came out with numbers that beat estimates. And, you know, Alphabet now does a lot of stuff, right? It does cloud, it does YouTube, but search is really where it is king. And that's where it got the biggest chunk of its revenue from. Search really seeming to be firing on all cylinders here. Let's bring in Ali Mogarabi. He's Morningstar senior equity analyst, and he covers stock. How did search still, I mean, listen, we all know how much, right? But in terms of advertising, how did Google still manage to do so well in that area?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think a couple of things. One is the what we would consider the return of brand advertising, and that's what search has been historically about. And then the second thing is actually the strengthening and resurgence on the retail side. So there are a lot of retailers that are now looking to search to initiate that what we call in advertising, that conversion, that transaction. And search has actually suddenly become a pretty good platform for that. So those are the, in my opinion, those are the two main reasons why we're seeing some strength in search.
Ali, do you see these margin gains that Alphabet continues to put up? Are they sustainable?
I would say for this year, probably not, because they continue to invest aggressively, especially on the cloud side of the business. That's, of course, growing very well. But I would say that next year, given the recurring revenues from the cloud side of the business, that is continues to increase. I mean, you guys saw the backlog of, I think it was over $50 billion. So with that recurring revenue continuing to increase, that's going to help expand margins overall a little bit. So again, for this year, we expect slight pressure on margins, but from 2023 through 2026, we've modeled actually margin expansion for these guys.
I want to talk about YouTube a little bit, Ali, because the revenue came in short of, it looks like, the consensus estimate perhaps for it, but not by much, right? And its Shorts feature that it's rolled out, which is its competitor to TikTok, seems to be doing well. So what kind of growth are you expecting from YouTube? It's kind of like the sneaky streamer in terms of how well it does versus some of the others.
Yeah, for YouTube specifically, I mean, it's basically two parts, right? There's YouTube advertising, and there's, of course, the subscription side of YouTube, where you've got YouTube Premium and you've got YouTube TV. On the ad front, we're actually thinking that they're going to be growing the revenue or the top line by around 20 to 25%. The next 5 years. And that's mainly because of a couple of reasons. One is that, of course, they've got a lot of viewers, billions and billions of viewers continue to use that platform. They have the ability, the flexibility, I should say, to actually expand ad inventory on that. Of course, they want to keep the users very satisfied. So at any time, they can actually increase ad inventory with so much viewership. And then the second thing is, similar to search, YouTube is actually attracting more what we refer to as direct response type of advertising. Historically, it's been attracting the brand side of advertising, but now there are a lot of small, medium-sized businesses that would like to have their video ads on YouTube in anticipation of a conversion or of initiating a transaction or a click. So we think those two things are going to help drive the YouTube advertising top line, you know, to at least 20-25% in the next few years.
Ali, the 20-for-1 stock split by Alphabet, do you think that will be we'll see a retail just infusion of retail capital into Google shares because of the split?
That remains to be seen. I mean, certainly it's not going to have an impact on the overall valuation, you know, for retail investors, the stock could appear to be a little bit more affordable. But that remains to be seen, Brian. Can't really necessarily point to anything on that front.
Well, if I was to wake up today and I had $500 and now I see this Google stock split story, would you put that money on a Google, or is there a better play in big cap tech here?
Well, under my coverage list, the best big cap tech is actually Google and has been for a while. So, you know, my valuation on that is $3,600 a share. So there's still some pretty good upside even after today's positive reaction to the good earnings report. So, yes, I would still go with Alphabet or Google.
Thanks, Ali. Ali Mogherabi is Morningstar senior equity analyst. He covers Alphabet, of course, as we've been talking about. Thanks. Appreciate it.